So they don't like for me to expose Mexican. The rate in which they rape and how young. Because then they always try to exploit me. Well, guess what? In TDCJ, a lot of them are running their fucking mouth because I rehabilitate and they don't. And they wonder why I don't act like them. I'm not you. I'm not from your family. I'm not from Mexico. I read different things. I look up to different people and you can't fucking change me. You can't do these things from a government facility with technology for fucking Mexican when I date biracial. At all. You can't force segregation and torture. You're not gonna have a fucking story. You may find that you feel like I'm insensitive, but I just read that Mexico, there was an earthquake somewhere. Is it all the uncles falling on their 5-year-old babies, dick first? Because, Sanchez was raped at 5. You don't like the jokes? They rape here too. Young. When they look young. I was raped when I was younger, and I remember having to get up and just, it's like your fight or flight. You just have to play along just to get home, just to get the fuck out. And it's a box full of hundreds of pictures of girls that they have raped and drugged and put in certain positions to take pictures. And they're Mexican. They're trying to cover so much up by taking advantage of me and computerizing it different, thinking they can embarrass me. You're never going to be able to fucking do that. Just to let you know, I'm in my car and they keep yanking my face. Whatever government facility wants to come up with the story for TDCJ, you're lame. You've lied enough. Every one of your manipulators from TDCJ lie. You're never going to be able to come up with anything else. Because you all gossip and lie. I have 10 police reports. I have protection orders. And they're for life. I just made another police report at SAPD. You're never going to be able to come near me again. With your manipulation, you're not even a master manipulator. You're lame. You're trash. You're pathetic. And it shows. So, to try to coerce something for your little manipulators in San Antonio or TDCJ to make them look like something they're not makes you more pathetic than you have ever been in your life. These are career criminals that will go to jail if they come anywhere near me. I am listening to a podcast from someone who wrote me. I realize a lot of what's on here may seem extra vulgar, like I'm acting, like I'm faking, like I'm hateful, like I'm racist, but I'm not. I am just explaining things in a way. As I said, I have this technology on my head. And they never stop trying to program like a targeted individual. There are things that I say that I mean, and they may be the worst jokes you ever heard, but people have tried to lie and slander and sexually harass me in the worst ways. And I am a rape victim who got taken advantage of because people aren't wanted, or I don't want to sleep with them, or I don't pay attention to them, or I can do certain things that they can't do. Well, I have also been to therapy, and I've also read hundreds of books. They always want what they can have or what they're not willing to work for. And the fact that I worked hard for what I had, they try to take away. So when I say certain things, it may come off like, look how hateful she is. But I know how I have been hurt by some of these people, and they're not worth any respect to me. They wanted to take advantage, manipulate, use me. And they did it with a tear in their eye and a smile on their face. So whenever I say something, it's not meant for everyone to like. But it's funny how only when you talk about Mexicans on a podcast for me does the retaliation start. Or TDCJ. Or inmates. And all of these people that I mentioned are irrelevant compared to the ones I'm friends with. I have conservative Hispanic friends. I have worked where there's very rich, like, I don't know how to say it, rich Rich has nothing to do with it. Very conservative Mexican people. And I work just fine. People don't understand you're not invited to my life. You can't do what I do, work where I work, be around the people I'm around, and that's just life. They can't try to steal it from you, take it from you, expect to be you, try to act like you. And then the government facility or Justice Department can't try to rip me apart because they think that I am some kind of fake or manipulator, less like Bexar County Police Department. You put my life in danger and you will never admit it because you're cowards. You don't have to like my personality. I'm not from here. But I'm also not from where you want to try to put me. I'm not. And that I don't have to associate with that because that's what psychology is for. To separate you from all of that. Because I don't need that kind of memory, that anything in my life or those people. You are more worried about reputations in San Antonio and TDCJ. About taking advantage of a veteran. Trying to sound smarter. Trying to act like you're worth being liked. Trying to act like you're worth being wanted or loved. And somebody has to want you or love you, and then the rest means no. When you don't understand that, that's where all of the things come out about you all probably want to try to act like rape victims now and act like you're something that needs to be heard. But I didn't try to get heard in TDCJ. I was just being myself. And you only had fun when you saw me getting taken advantage of. So now I have nothing for you. You wanted to be hard gangsters thinking you scare me, and I'd rather not be in your presence. I don't envy you. I don't want to know you. There's nothing about you that I have to diminish, but there's nothing about me you're going to take. Not that it happened that way because they want to claim that they're so talented or they're worth knowing. There's nothing you could write down, no manipulation you can show to make somebody like you or want you. That's how disgusting TDCJ is and the people from there. And they're not brainwashed. That's why you stay there your whole sentence. Because you are manipulators. They are very aware of who deserves parole. The attempt to try to make me look mentally unstable or a manipulator or a liar or a deceiver, or someone who's just trying to get away with everything, and you don't understand how it feels to be taken advantage of in TDCJ with the technology they use. And I'm only speaking for me. Because then when you go home and you have everything that you want, they start to take advantage of you again. So they use you in prison, and then they want to take your life like you don't deserve to live. They think that, I know a lot of girls turn to substance abuse. I've known another girl who died on heroin overdose. I never really understood why, because I remember her face until I went to TDCJ. Because she came out of TDCJ. She committed suicide, they say. She told her kids, I just want to tell my kids that I love them. And then she committed suicide on heroin. Isn't that the easiest way for them to guide you to suicide once they use you from TDCJ? I don't do heroin, never will. If I knew that she did it, I would tell her not to and explain to her why and how it controls your breathing and you're so much more beautiful without it. But I didn't know her like that. And a lot of these people didn't even like me at this place where this cop owned it. And we were both there. None of them liked me, but it's because I didn't talk to anyone. I wasn't there to talk to anyone anyway. And now I realize people that come out of TDCJ are not always safe. A bunch of manipulators can't jump on a wagon because they're bums. Because I know who the manipulators are, and I would never ask them for comment. I just know they have tried to program things on me and in me this time. But they made pictures years in advance, premeditating everything. I am up with my head ringing loud like a computer all night long. Pulling on the side of my mouth, my teeth. Government technology, where they try to torture you day and night. Guess what, TDCJ? I don't have to be in a relationship. I don't have to pick any of your inmates. I am single. You can't crush my head. Do you not know that? A government facility did this to me, American GI form too. And it wasn't for them because I had a good relationship when I had it. Or dating. It's none of your business, really, TDCJ. And this government facility likes to sit at a computer raping, helping people do all these disgusting things. But you want to force someone into something or crush their head? Only me. And no one forced me with Justin. No one forced me to meet Mike. It's called dating. You don't have to agree with it in a government facility. But it doesn't give you right to torture my head 24/7 and my body. And just so you know, the audio on my face and my head. What is your excuse, TDCJ, to think that you could have shrunk my body? Ruined my thighs, my legs, my stomach, my breasts? Or try to make me look ruined? That's what you wanted to do. Tell this empowered woman I'm talking to that whenever someone rehabilitated, you wanted to rip the body of a rape victim from a government facility. Because it's not your body, it's not your breast, it's not your anything. You don't make examples. And then you're preaching God, the great. Drew says, I choose God. You choose God to rape? The lies that are told, because I'm right now outside smoking a cigarette and they're still trying to computerize. You're so pathetic from a government facility because don't ever mention names what they did in TDCJ's computerized like a movie. People I haven't seen in 15 years. I don't think of them. It's pretty pathetic. They don't deserve retaliation, revenge. I don't have any connections. I don't talk to them. I don't even know who they are anymore. You're stupid to pick people that I wouldn't even talk to now. Because it's my choice. It's not a judgment. As if my body was made like that back then and it would fucking never be. Because nothing would change. As I'm walking outside to smoke a cigarette, because I can't sleep with this electricity so loud, my mouth and my teeth and my face moving over and over while you try to computerize a scenario like a TDCJ. You'll never computerize segregation. You'll never computerize a gang relation. Because when you go along with it, do you stand a little taller? You get them big shoulders? You're so fucking pathetic. Because they try to force it and it's never going to happen. This is after writing up TDCJ, requesting paperwork, exposing cops. Then they try to get me evicted from my apartment, trying to claim it's mental health. With this technology on my head, I can't even be outside on the phone whispering like this because then my neighbor will come out screaming. I can't listen to music, put my TV on, have a normal conversation with another officer, security officer that was over just having dinner, watching TV. Because the second we start talking, they start banging on the floor. And I have another witness, my friend Zane. As soon as we start just talking normal, they start banging on the floor. And when I've tried to tell them, they never granted me any kind of accommodation. They didn't want to listen. They just believed everyone else. I can't even have a normal conversation or listen to music. This technology is so loud on my head. Like I said, there's soot and gray all over the walls and ceiling from the electricity placed on my home. So what they wanted to do was call me a snitch. They have exploited it online sexually. And about a security officer in human trafficking. Thinking they could force me. And then they start screaming with this technology. Now no one's going to be attracted to you. For telling the truth. Just like in prison when they thought they could gossip. But you're not telling the truth. You're running your fucking mouth. Thousands of them. Hundreds of them. But when I start telling the real truth when I get out, they torture me. Let me tell you about a story about them making me a targeted individual. You wanted me to sound dumb, ignorant, vulgar, belligerent. You wanted me to sound like somebody that's not capable of rehabilitation or who never made it or did it like I did. You wanted me to not have a story to tell so no one would listen. TDCJ wanted me to look like the worst, disgusting person because they wanted me to get no one to listen to me, no one to help me, and they wanted to force suicide. They wanted to computerize drugs. They wanted to computerize my life, my brainwash my daughter, coerce family court. They wanted to force prostitution, human trafficking. They wanted me to lose my job, my car, and my home. There's your story, because I'm recording my face too, what it does when I'm on the phone. You wanted to be like, you wanted me to seem like someone not worth helping, not worth listening to, not worth being able to have a conversation, because everything you describe in San Antonio and TDCJ is so raunchy, so disgusting. You cover for your rapists, your gang members, all of them who like to take advantage, but guess what? I'm not easily taken advantage of. You cannot touch me now, but you wanted to get me raped and kidnapped. And then you exploit online sexually. That's what Texas does to try to ruin a veteran. Because everybody else wanted a voice. And then God was real when they get to talk. And they get to sound smart. Right now I'm looking at my face. And I'm recording it on a tablet. I can't sleep because they keep moving my face. Just to mock. Everything I watch on Dateline, they try to do it to seem like I'm faking it or I'm lying for attention. There's no way for my face to look like this, move like this, change like this without something on my head. I'm having to record on my podcast now because I'm recording as they are targeting me. And I'm going to record my face on my tablet. Because my cheeks start moving. Electricity. They want to make it look like individuals did this. Impossible. They wanted me to look like I'm on drugs or I am out of control or I'm a manipulator or I'm faking it. There is no way. In TDCJ, people's teeth are moving when they don't even realize it. It's government modification. Like I said, there's soot all over my walls, on the ceiling. And I can't really record right now because I'm trying to. Because my tablet's a little, it doesn't record it. And it's not drugs, it's not alcohol. I'm not faking it because I'm so needy for attention. That's so embarrassing. You wanted to embarrass someone so that they didn't have a story to tell. The second I start writing people so that I can explain to them what happened, they want to embarrass me, shame me, exploit me. They want to ruin my life, me as a mother, my daughter, my job, my home, my car. They are pathetic in Texas because it's not called snitching. Whenever the procedures and the rules are there to be used, that means your jobs are worthless. This government facility likes to put this on my head and my body to preoccupy me, like to put me in my own little world, to make me seem unfit as a mother or unstable. They try to rip my whole body. They try to make me look like the worst that they can to get in for Charles Tabbett, to coerce Family Court. Even her stepmom has a new face, and that doesn't make you more mature or more grown up, because y'all know what's happening, and you're saying nothing, sitting back, just seeing if I die. Because you saw the face when I showed up at their house. They get different faces, psyops on the home. And trying to think they can label me a snitch, they try to ruin my breasts. And computerized voice to skull saying, now your breasts will never be filled up. That's not how I was made. They're trying to claim that I was already made like this because everybody's lying. Even you, Mike Barber Ministry, preaching about a crash dummy. Did you want someone to die, but yet you talk about God? Preaching right next to a prostitute. Isn't that right? There goes my teeth. You can't really see them on my face. But they wanted to ruin me. This trash government facility. Fort Texas PsyOps facility. And that's because my buddies are PsyOps. But you are criminals behind a computer who said they don't like snitches. In TDCJ, that's all they fucking called me. While you're trying to plan murder, rape, kidnapping, trying to program it, I get sedated with water. It's on camera. I don't have to lie. Show the footage. They start ripping me up from a government facility. I'm in front of my mirror. They try to rip up my stomach, my breast. They try to act like they can say I was already like this. I have pictures they made before I got out of prison, and then I have originals where they altered the images. They try to rip up my thighs, my legs. They try to rip up my vagina, electroshock it off the bone when I was in TDCJ. Did you know that you can do Then they try to put it back together like a Hollywood effect. It is disgusting the things that they do to me. They want people to be disgusted with me or to make fun of me, to say they took advantage. TDCJ wants to be proud of themselves, and so does this government facility for no fucking reason. There are girls dancing in prison all the time, having sex with officers. Your officers taking the male inmates' drugs, and they get out, and nothing happens to them, and they are manipulators. They focus on me. You can't say they don't snitch, because they all snitch when they get out. So to say that I'm some manipulator when all of your inmates are. What they wanted to do was rip up my body. And then they want to probably explain that I was tortured, that I'm making it up, that maybe I'm just such a victim and I can't shut up. Tell them what you do with liposuction, because you wanted to make an example, but guess what? You can't make an example for people who are so disgusting. They do everything illegal. Some of these people are so disgusting in prison when they play their sex games. Why don't you tell the truth? They start trying to rip me up because none of these people can play sports. None of them can get the poetry, the music that I get in. None of them can read the books I read or go to college like I can. And my ex-boyfriend used to come see me every weekend. And they're moving my face and my neck now. So you're lying about everything. You sit there like comfortable. You don't have to worry. Somebody's going to look paranoid or mentally ill. But you're lying about everything. My friend in Killeen is a targeted individual. He says he feels the shocks through his whole body. And his daughter's being brainwashed. And he sees her face change. Then they start computerizing my eyes. what I see to something else to rip my thighs again. I'm standing in front of the mirror now. All of you in prison wish you did this. You wish you could say you toughen people up or I have mental health problems. You wish somebody was jealous or scared because the second you gossip, you want to kill someone. Isn't that right? And then you go to every church service and then you want to claim to be psyops and you're manipulators and you're not. I will let you know, once they try to force and plan somebody to die, they will do anything to ruin your life when you don't. Like me. And it's not going to work. Because it's not paranoia. When you made pictures, you had them computerized on social media. I didn't even know. My ex-boyfriend who came to visit me all the time sent me 300. And I said, why are the reflections changed? They temporarily make your eyes like computers to see certain things. Then they put it on the picture and it goes away. They change and alter your skin, your face, your legs to try to say you already like that, but I have original. And I'm going to let you know that they put pictures of a monster on my daughter's face. They wanted to premeditate that they were going to ruin it. From TDCJ, they are just playing along, acting like nothing. I got the pictures. There's a monster on her face. Then there's a white girl who's in prison because she sees a monster on her kid. And then I guess they try to, I don't know if she had the reaction to go bite where the monster was, but she's in there for a charge I don't want to explain. But she saw a monster face, and there's a monster face on my daughter's picture. You thought you were going to plan something in the future. You don't tell the future in Texas, ever. Now it's so loud on my head, like a computer ringing. I'm going to record my face again. Because they start turning it up so loud where they computerize every image of every friend, everything, every soldier, everyone I've ever known to rip up my body, rip my breast, ruin my face, ruin my stomach, trying to force suicide or to make someone look traumatized. They try to rip me in places I've never been ripped. They try to force scars, white scars from electricity. This is how far a government facility goes with technology to try to make someone look like they're mentally ill when they're not. Because I have exposed so much. So, the same people that help veterans in TDCJ get in for their gang members, their little prostitutes that they have. When you say anything about them online, even when I talk to the Ruiz family, the family of the person she murdered, 20 times she stabbed this girl. And they try to treat her like a princess, but you're not going to get a reputation because you're just a murderer for the state. And these people only get 30 years. It's so pathetic. So they start trying to use me like, oh, she's so gang related. You should be scared. Is that right, Sergeant Nettles? Isn't that the ones you like to play with? Because you're not veterans no more. Now you're gang related. All of them in TDC. Because you all wanted to gossip through multiple prisons because you're no longer veterans. You are all gang related. You are buddies. So they try to torture and take advantage of me. You should see what they do to my body. I was never built up from your fucking trash facility. You're lying sacks of shit. I had a normal body. And under high electricity, they broke everything up at every muscle. And I wish you would say something to someone who rehabilitated through therapy. Because your womanizers don't go to therapy. Isn't that right? Would you like to say something now, Sergeant Nettles? Because you want to get in and stand for something. But what are womanizers? What are they? They try to ruin my body and my face and my everything from a government facility. Like I deserve to be taken advantage of. In San Antonio, they try to make my face look Mexican with their rituals and their shit because don't try to act like it's for gang members because they're not shit. I'm in my home. I'm looking in the mirror. A lot of it's recorded on YouTube. How they try to make my face look like a Mexican because nobody snitches on us. But all your fucking people are raped and molested. It seems like nobody snitches anywhere. Right? But you're racist. And here I am walking through my home with electricity. There's black soot on the ceiling and gray all over the walls. The technology they put on my home. And just as a reminder, as soon as I post back on YouTube, because you know it's government technology, I'm going to record it on my tablet and post it on YouTube. They try to label me a snitch. Does it feel good to try to murder someone who's not a snitch? Because if I'm a snitch, Sergeant Nettles is telling gay members lies to get a woman's life in danger. Isn't that right? So how does it feel good? Veterans or Marsh Blackmore? Because you said snitches. What? As soon as I snitched, you wanted me to die. Or did you wait to kind of plan it out? Because I found everything online. I'm recording now all of it on the walls. Government technology. While they're trying to ruin my face and my hair. And you wish you could fucking laugh. But come from somewhere that's worth something else. That's why gay members should never get involved. They think there's something because they know TDC. So I'm recording all of the gray on the wall to prove the technology. Because there's not a fire in here. And you're lying because you put so much electricity on my home that there's soot and fire, I mean soot and coming from every vent, like a suction of electricity. It's funny, TDCJ veterans, you wanted to make an arsonist famous. Veterans did, and they wanted to make a prostitute and another prostitute. Making pictures of the Alamo Dome with bombs in the background? You want to still giggle like it's funny? And they're trying to ruin everything about a veteran and make somebody react. On cameras everywhere. But you run the government so the security plays along? Do I need to set examples and tell exactly where, what, when, and how, and why? Do I? Because you're trying to make an arsonist famous because they want to be cool in prison. And they're gang members. And these are all y'all's little buddies, TDCJ. But not mine. You want to get in for so-called lesbians from TDCJ who claim they're stud broads, but they act like men, sleep with men, then act like girls and sleep with girls. And they're not brainwashed or confused. They're manipulators. That's not what LGBT is, so that's why I put the word that I did online. Because LGBT, are you having sex with each other with sausages? With razors? Are you little boys wanting to have sex like... it's not brainwashing, it's embarrassing. And then they want to threaten to rape? And then TDCJ, you can't torture me or San Antonio or government facility to a veteran using anybody from LGBT, TDCJ, Bexar County Police Department, and any officers that were exposed because you think I have to shut up because I'm not going to do what they thought they could force me to do, like have sex on camera. And then their little rapist threatens to rape me. I make a police report and they don't investigate Bexar County Police Department. Don't lie. I have the police report. I can change the screen on my phone. I have it recorded. This is how bad they want to rape, kill a veteran. So government facility, they think they could take my breasts. It's not going to happen. Because now I'm going to expose how bad and how easy cops help criminals. To human traffic, to put parents to sleep, to do everything while certain people are ready and willing to help. And guess which ones are first? Certain Mexicans. Because they'll break in, they'll play along, they'll smile and laugh for a little bit of a tighter face. They tried to do this for nothing, and they can't label someone because they're trash. I've met millionaires in my life, famous people, celebrities, who know about real life, and they don't label anybody. TDCJ officers do, thinking they're rulers of the universe. Tell the world how you try to brainwash a veteran to seem like some whore, like you can train sexually. When you want to play sexual games and do all these things and you walk around sloppy with no hips. Don't say you get tortured and people should feel sorry for you, because then you act sensitive like she's just too judgmental. So you're sensitive officers, and then you have sensitive inmates. And then veterans that come in here just think they're too good because they can rehabilitate, like my friend in another state who rehabilitated in 1 year. And they didn't want to kill him. TDCJ veterans do. I listen to Button Poetry. And when she says, sometimes I look up my rapist on Facebook. Guess what? Don Grisham, the veteran. Not remembering what happened. And then I remember. And I told him, there's one difference between me and you. I have a heart. And then they take advantage of me again. You see how that works? The messages get erased like it never happened. And then they try to make fun of the poetry manic pixie dream girl. Trying to say they can make fun of it because Mexicans are so racist. And look what they do to me. I posted on YouTube while they sexually torture. Government technology. Another poem where she says, he doesn't own a single fucking part of me. Can you imagine a victim going through rehabilitation, having to rehabilitate through a lot of things, and at the end they just want to rape you to be something you're not? But yet you want to learn and grow, people. You want to be something and somebody. And then they try to demolish every part of me, as if we're going to rape you more. They put a computer, like a TV on your face. They put you through rape scenarios over and over with electroshock on your whole body. Over and over and over. And they're trying to say, it's not believable. I have the scars from head to toe. And then they try to put like a computer screen on your face. Like your friends that are respectful are gently stroking your cheek. Like it's okay to be raped. I don't have to lie for attention, for anything. You should see what they did to my body, because I wouldn't play their rape games and be intimidated. So they just keep doing it over and over and over again. I don't have to lie, because whenever you think somebody rehabilitates, they don't let you in TDCJ unless you're a prostitute, jailhouse attorney, criminal. And then they want to ruin the veteran because she just thinks she's different. How is that? Because I can read a book. This is pathetic TDCJ. So before you go through my computer, what I study and who I am, then they try to mock every single thing that I do and I study with government technology, voice to skull harassment. Just posting everything that's happened. I'm looking at myself and they're trying to make me look like another person because I'm not from San Antonio. And they say I'm too judgmental. It's none of your fucking business. I don't look like anyone from here or fucking Mexico. So you think you can ruin a veteran? Is that what you think? TDCJ in government facility? In San Antonio? Is that true? You're fucking full of shit on how you want to lie about what's happening. They try to think they could put down a veteran. But officers, aren't you washed up trash that sleep with inmates? A lot of you? Or are the only ones that hating the ones that get no play? You probably were doing the same thing in the army. Because now you're snitching like, look, She deserves to be in a. She deserves to be dead, putting my life in danger, talking about my court case. Tell Marsh Blackmore it's all your fault. Because you're not worth lying for or dying for, and neither is he. And TDCJ is not the army. So a government facility tries to think they can force a veteran, acting like they can traumatize and torture to be some kind of prostitute. You're fucking full of shit. They sexually exploited me online, a veteran, for turning in Texas cops and Marsh Blackmore. It talks about me being a, it talks about a security guard. It talks about gossip. It talks about every fucking thing and my name, my first name, my middle name, my last name. But what do you have? Are you saying the army would do this or a government facility? That's interesting because I'm a rape victim that went to therapy in San Antonio. They'd rather get in for their trash and try to cover it up. They're liars and manipulators who think they can change my personality from a government facility to force me to talk to fucking gang members. It's so disgusting. So fucking disgusting. So it's not mental health, is it, Sheriff Salazar? You sit back and watch. You want to see somebody die and suffer who you didn't even fucking know because you want to be special, like you see the future. Because pictures were made online, exploited on Facebook. I have them all. You thought you were going to be special and a veteran was going to commit suicide. This government facility is doing this to me now. That's very interesting because I wrote the White House. And you're talking about human trafficking online and how you stand up for it. Have you lifted the technology so everybody can say, what? What are you doing? What do you mean? Because I've seen every single thing. And I'm not obsessed and I'm not lying and I'm not a snitch from the army. I saw everything in prison. But they want me to look like something because my life, the woman don't matter. Only these men of high rank. So I have an email from another security manager who's higher rank, right? But the way he reacted to me was to diminish, put down, threaten. Don't you know anything about a veteran PTSD? Or you don't care if they react? Or, you know, try to kill themselves? Because you had higher rank than me. And you said you called the army and they called me a flake? Am I a flake, Marsh Blackmore? Because you told me to commit multiple felonies after a car accident so I couldn't take the stand. And it's not to be a snitch, but so many people wanted me to die in prison. Who the fuck are they? And they wanted it to be for God. And you're all going to lie and say, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. She's making it up. She's an actress. You are fucking lying. So you like to observe rape. Human trafficking. Read the Bible. Play along. Look the other way. Is that what you do in society when kids are being kidnapped? And you wear this correctional officer badge and uniform? Because in prison, you train them all. And they think I'm snitching because in a book that Sergeant Nettles confiscated as they were taking advantage of me, I wrote it down. I didn't know from the army, but instantly, they want to play games and brainwash or ruin me. Anytime I've written on Special Forces Command, they'll shock my thighs and my legs. Tell the truth. Because I don't have to lie. I'll be in my car. The electricity from my car is so heavy, you can feel it pushing down. And then they try to choke me. No one can say that's what I get. Tell your stories again, Marsh Blackmore. I heard from my first sergeant the games that you play and what you are before I met you. So to think that you can shock me with anything that's Special Forces as if he just represents them all. I've seen the ones on TV that go to jail while I was in prison. And now you're sitting on retirement, very comfortable. So do you have a message to give them? on what they could have been? Or were they just not smart enough to be manipulators like you? Because as a Texas cop, you get a lot of help. And let me tell you this, a government facility tries to teach lessons and wants to kill, mutilate, and torture till you die. That's funny, because don't you do government prostitution? Like the prostitute that's on Dr. Phil who's talking about seeing babies on the laps of government officials? And in TDCJ, from a government facility, you do the same thing because there's men doing that in visitation. The girls talk about it all the time. I would never repeat such things. But all these things that they do are repeated by their girlfriends. So who do you teach lessons to about anything at all? It's pathetic to try to use me, because I'm going to tell every single thing. And that doesn't mean you shock my breast, because that's what they do. They start computerizing every fucking thing. Tell the truth. So are you having fun taking advantage of a veteran? And I have a child, everyone, that they modified, ruined her face, and put it back together for an attorney that lies about everything, Charles Tabbitt. Let me guess, you're going to play along at trying to ruin the mother of a child you're obsessed with because of the military, right? What kind of makeovers do you get? Or what did my daughter's father get? A new face? Or did he get to marry a plastic vagina? Because they try to act like they're the smartest, best people in the world, doing everything normally while you're torturing me every fucking day. From a government facility, like you can ruin somebody. See the prostitute on TV? She you know, everybody gets help to prostitute. She tells it. But you want to make moral examples using me. They want me to seem like I'm lying, like I'm mentally ill. Look up Khalif Browder. They made him kill himself, seeming paranoid. They start putting this technology on me, opening up my vagina, my back part, with air and electricity and technology that they have, to torture me with computer images in my eyes, on my breasts, on everything. And that's funny. Why don't you do that to all the rapists? Like their dads in TDCJ, where they can't snitch because they're scared. And then they're still raping their daughters because they say it out loud. No, you want to do it to me, who went to therapy, rehabilitation, college. And I don't have to lie. No one's obsessed with anyone or lying. I wasn't made this way to lie. I have original pictures compared to the ones you made. You're pathetic and pieces of shit in Texas. And the government's already been called the FBI, Homeland Security, identity theft everywhere, exploitation. So you're going to do this to a woman because you say I snitched on a man? And then another one shows his character trying to tell me off and threaten me, saying he's going to use my military record given to an employer to threaten the rest of my life and my service record. And I didn't do anything. It's this government technology. Would you like to speak up, TDC? A government facility and veterans in prison wanted to diminish me, a rape victim in therapy, to give reputations to people and criminals in San Antonio who rape and drug. But they wanted to change the story with brainwashing, change the faces, change everything, thinking they can convince me. It doesn't fucking work, you pieces of shit. I wrote the Department of Justice. I told them everything about my accident. And then at the end of my sentence, they did this to me. Government technology. So you want to try to ruin me, my life, my body, for telling the truth. And these people are rapists on the south side of San Antonio. I don't know what the west side is. I don't even live on the south side. Don't you dare ever try to get in for these people like I'm lying. Because you're disgusting officers who influence inmates by saying, she's a snitch in the world. Meaning when you get raped, you don't snitch. Inmates, when they're modifying all your brains, putting this on all your heads, making it easier for people to rape you. I watched everything, putting technology on their head, trying to make everyone a prostitute. So what I'm doing in my mirrors looking at myself. They start ripping every part of me. They computerize voice to skull. Mocking, putting me down, using computer images of officers. Guess what? Nobody's fucking obsessed with you. You're trash. You are fucking so confident in reading the Bible saying you choose God to be someone to be killed. I'm not a paranoid person. So you're doing this to me in my mirror, using it like what? Nobody's obsessed with all these stories. I can prove it and record on my tablet. Not going to be sex like you thought you could force. And no one could say they're brainwashed. Because the ones that you help get away with rape, rape, human trafficking. The ones that play along with correctional officers. See, you can do whatever you want. You're their friend, right? And then now they're trying to take advantage of me because I'm telling the truth. I'm not from fucking San Antonio or the South Side or the West Side. You try to force my life thinking they teach lessons. You're fucking drug dealers and gang members turning on your drugs. I hope you all get caught. Since you think you can make examples about anything and you're not even that much to look at. The ugliest ones influence corrections to make examples? I don't think so. Is that true, veterans? Because you're fucking liars. The funny part is turning in Marsh Blackmore, is that going to put a mother and child in danger? Is that going to exploit us sexually online? Because he's special forces, right? So is that what it's going to happen? Because that's exactly what's happened. And I write Dr. Phil and I instantly get blocked. So when it's the government, this is what happens. I guess the other ones can play along. So they're still trying to modify my body and rip it apart. Ruin my whole backside. I'm not your fucking trash from San Antonio. What, do you want to speak up like you have a similar story? You've never worked out a day in your fucking life. But veterans wanted to do this to me. Because nobody snitches on them? Who's on TV on Dr. Phil explaining everything about the government? But this time I seen it differently in TDC. How fucking dare you think you could do a fucking thing to me? And then everybody say, oh, it was me. Oh, it was me. Because officers get in for prostitutes and manipulators. They earn, you know, electrified vaginas and throats that they'll do anything for. That's how everything's controlled. They all get sexual perks. So you think you can ruin me because I'm not racist. I can hang around white people, black people, and they help me. But since they don't help your racist Mexicans, you try to ruin a veteran who's not racist for trash thinking you can institutionalize or segregate like TDC. You're fucking disgusting. Just know you're not fucking veterans anymore. A black veteran saw a hologram on my face and he said, stick to your people. I'm not racist and I'm not fucking talking to Mexican gang members. So whenever I didn't listen, and guess what? I never will. So don't fucking think you can torture me. When I get next to a black girl, they think it's funny to make my shoulders move like the Harlem Shake. Because they're mocking, laughing. It's not me. I don't have to lie. Or they shrink you up. And you're pathetic thinking you could do this to somebody who's not racist and change the story. So what they try to do is modify your whole body. Scream threats at you, torture. And say it's not your fucking body anymore. Why don't you shut the fuck up? Voice to skull that moves my face is not paranoia or mental health. You're lying pieces of shit. Because nothing should be changed. It doesn't. No, not one fucking officer owns any part of my body. Because you torture a computer with computers. Let me guess, you want to say somebody's obsessed? You're fucking gross. Is it judgmental? You're fucking gross. You're all gross to think that you could do something to someone's body. And if they speak up about you, then you take advantage of every single fucking part that wasn't yours. I wasn't built that way when I got there. You're fucking lying. You try to lie about my personality just to have a reason to try to force a veteran to suffer. Because all your manipulators will lie for you. So you like to computerize drugs, CDC? Did you like to do it years in advance on my Facebook with computer images in my eyes and on my glasses, thinking you could see the future, like you can make somebody into something they're not? Because I have the pictures. Your lying sacks of shit. So you try to computerize everything about someone, and the Bexar County Jail helps because they want to put you in jail and kill you. Police department shows up to harass and threaten and offer me drinks because you want to get me raped, right? It's not paranoia. Isn't that right? You all work together, cops, jail, TDCJ, and criminals. Taking advantage of certain people, that's how everybody's kids are kidnapped, right? But then you try to do it to a veteran. And you wish it was a free-for-all, and you're trying to toughen someone up. You're full of shit. And it's been reported, and they ignore it. And they want to say that if someone's lying or mentally ill, you're fucking full of shit. When Texas wants to facilitate TDCJ in killing someone, they show up by the hundreds. Veterans put their dog tag in my face. Mad, they didn't even know me. I didn't snitch. I asked my boss at R&D Security to protect me from certain people if they were to come here. Not because of PTSD or a pass, but because he asked a certain question, so I answered it. They thought I was too arrogant, so they tried to torture me again. A woman standing up for herself. You can deny it all you want. That's what y'all are good at, lying. I have witnesses to confirm all of that. They're screaming, I regret this for you. Try to say their allegations. I can prove my body has changed. I can explain where, and I have pictures to prove it. Do you understand that? So Don Grisham, the veteran teaching cognitive behavioral therapy, asked me if I want a computer chip or if I want to live forever. Deny, deny, deny. How are you doing, Jessica? Or how are you doing? I said, not too well. He said, be patient. And then they took advantage of every fucking part of my body. Everything. Explain that, veterans. I'm not going to fucking lie for any fucking one. I'm so sick of this shit because you think you can play along till someone dies because you're protected by the government and TDCJ and the military. Because my whole life has been changed online. That's only the government can do. Try to lie, you pieces of shit of TDCJ. There wasn't a free-for-all for your pathetic fucking losers trash to say they took advantage of a weak veteran, you pieces of shit. Tell the truth, they do government modification. I wasn't even in the dorm with any of these people when it happened. Who want to take the blame and claim anything? Mary Dorm, Marlin Unit, on camera. Modified by the government, type electricity, hair standing straight up. And veteran Stan said, well, you shouldn't be acting like that. I'm reading a fucking book. What about your officer fucking a girl behind an ice machine? Or other girls or everything. So maybe you should thought about everything before you opened your mouth. Don't you think? Do you still find purpose in your job and wearing a uniform? Does it make you feel like you're powerful, like you have control? Because now all the truth is going to come out. Just letting everyone know, I'm going to be posting on Bexar County Police Department under everything you fucking say, veterans. I'm going to put my podcast because you're lying when you try to avoid police reports a veteran makes. Don't you facilitate so many illegal things to ever label anyone or look away? You cover up criminal records for certain criminals from TDC. Whenever they're being reported, and I reported threatened rape, and they didn't do anything, and I'm not mentally ill. So they wait for a government facility to take advantage, because I can show every part of my body in pictures before to prove that you all take advantage and want to blame mental health, PTSD, that I'm just sick. You want to ruin my job because I'm a security officer, because your badges mean more, right? I have all the police reports, all 10. I already wrote Sheriff Salazar that I wrote him about a situation and it got erased when I called the FBI. Try to say you have it or it never happened. What are you talking about? Try to be fake like the rest that I've had to deal with. And then 99.5 said they were pro-veteran. So when I write you and tell you a story, what happens? Because you're on the radio talking about how the CIA is taking advantage while I'm working there. Being taken advantage of. Don't tell me you didn't see a face or a certain look. And then they continue to take advantage of me. I seen the person on the radio. I'm not paranoid. I know what I went through and I will tell it all on YouTube. And I don't have to lie or make things up. You're fucking disgusting people from a government facility. And they continue to try to take advantage because I have people are biracial, white, black that help me. And they want to try to make a reputation for Mexican trash from TDC. Anything for TDCJ and officer. Even if it is ruining a veteran and a child. And then you all have kids you go home to? Do you tell CPS in the world that you facilitate in all this? And then you go home and take care of your kids, right? I don't have to lie. Don't say it's your job to have facilitated a sexual exploitation because now it's online. And I'm going to post every fucking thing. And I'm recording while I'm recording this podcast. And you should see what they have my face look like. Every time I say Bexar County or they computerize a name like Sheriff Salazar, they ruin and rip my thighs all the way up here. My breast, my stomach. Because what they want you to do is shut the fuck up or get out of San Antonio. Because they don't want to deal with you. Don't say it's mental illness. You have it on Bexar County Police Department about veterans with PTSD. Now I'm going to explain everything and I'm going to put my podcast on what really happened. And nobody's making it up or allegations or anything. But the fact that you play along trying to ruin a mother. Because you're better cops, right? You're better cops? I beg to differ because I know the truth. And they wanted to make someone sound famous like Priscilla Ramirez, Jody Bancroft, Taylor Rosenbusch, Jacqueline Ramirez, Lisa Huerta. Just so you know, they all play along with officers because of one threatening to rape and the other one threatening to cut. I'm putting all their names out there because are you so influenced by that and them and Jody Bancroft that is dead that you are murderers with cops, right? Or with officers? Bexar County knows you so well. Because in alternative ways, they want to come off like they're special or they're something. And I'm putting all the names out there because I saw different in TDCJ and I've been threatened to be raped by this faggot who doesn't own anything in San Antonio. But you think you could try to torture me when they don't own shit? So I'm in TDCJ being taken advantage of and modified. And I have all the scars and the way my body's shaped to fucking prove it. And I took a charge for a womanizer, right? So you walk in and say, I smell a dog. What does that mean when I have been to therapy and I was raped and it wasn't my fault? Do you like psychology, retired veteran? Or is it because I'm a woman who didn't want to play along? You didn't even know me. And a government facility tried to mark me because they're using me. And I didn't ask or give consent. Is that how it works? No one can lie and say they're anything at all. You're not going to teach examples. You're not going to fucking do a thing. Don't say segregation protects all of us because I see everything and you're lying. Mexicans are probably the ones in the worst condition because you're the most racist fucking trash in the world, separated from the ones who aren't. But they want... Somebody wants to act famous and everybody look up to me and like me. See what I have? And it's pretty fucking pathetic, to be honest. I wish fucking Mexicans from San Antonio or Bexar County would step up and say this had to happen because why? You don't make decisions on my body when you're playing along with prostitute game. Was it uncomfortable, or did you want me to look mentally ill in public so maybe you could speak up and say something different? You're lying sacks of shit. Before you ever try to teach a lesson, get all your rape victims to speak up and turn in their daddies, because they're everywhere. Protect and serve. Don't ever try to make an example out of me. So they torture 24/7, and nobody's obsessed with correctional officers. You're fucking gross. They computerize it, voice to skull. They put computer images in your eyes. There's no lesson for San Antonio to teach. Before you speak up, Mexicans, go fix your rape race. If you can't do that because you don't snitch, you don't snitch on your drugs either or your gang members. Isn't that right? Or how you use government benefits and you fake it? Tell on all that before you teach a fucking lesson in this world or claim anything's about you. As soon as I start posting on YouTube or LinkedIn to remind Bexar County how I'm going to post them all over the world on police brutality, they start blocking my phone from being able to post. Your pieces of shit. Give a fuck what government facility is helping you. You wanted to kill a veteran. So now I'm going to let everybody know how. And I'm going to show them pictures. And I'm going to show my podcast, my YouTube. Because you think you're going to make it look like mental health, or I'm an actor or a liar or manipulator. Because by all means necessary, you want to protect your reputation and ruin me. Because you won't approach me with your bullshit. You've had your chance, Bexar County. And whenever I post stuff online like you try to say to my face, they retaliate from a facility for you. So now, the truth will come out about what you do to kill people in TDC or in San Antonio. And I'm not saying people, I mean me. Because you wanted to do it because you're bumping your gums. You're dick suckers for criminals and prostitutes. So I guess, you know, you're both the same, right? You got a pipe down your throat with a little electricity. That's why you get along so well. This government facility has tried to protect you sorry as semen-smelling Mexicans that have been fucked since they were 5 from TDCJ for too long. That's real funny. Because it's so annoying that you use this technology to do that. Am I insensitive? Yeah, they've all been fucked since they were 5 and they have no personality. So it's kind of boring and lame to be around them. And when they hang out like a gang, it's like a bunch of 5-year-old penises walking around. Because they're all either racist or something's wrong with them. Because, you know, you only stick to your race. And if I was raped by my dad, I wouldn't stick to my race if I were them. So I can't relate. You're fucking disgusting. And I'm only talking about the trash. Since you wanted to get in from Bexar County, right? You want to talk shit? This will be everywhere. Because this is how bad they wanted to see someone die.